This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A federal judge today ordered Donald Trump to respond by Monday to a motion by special counsel Jack Smith. Smith was seeking to prevent Trump from posting or disseminating evidence from his election conspiracy case. And CBS News has now learned the Trump team has asked the judge to give them until Thursday to respond to the request for a so-called protective order. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
The real order here is to get Donald Trump not to stop talking at his public events, but perhaps to keep him from releasing to the public through social media and otherwise things that should remain private, at least until the court allows their dissemination.
Smith filed his motion last night, hours after Trump posted a message on social media seen by some as threatening to prosecutors. A judge in Texas has ruled that the state's abortion ban is too restrictive for women with pregnancy complications. Reporter Paige Hubbard at KEYE-TV in Austin.
Doctors with patients who have complicated pregnancies can now perform abortions under certain circumstances without the risk of being jailed, fined, or losing their license. On Friday, Travis County Judge Jessica Mangrum issued a ruling that physicians cannot face repercussions for using good faith judgment when deciding it's appropriate to conduct the procedure.
The state is expected to quickly appeal. It argues the law already allows for exceptions. America's midsection is under the threat of severe weather, says National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
Across parts of Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and even this morning, we had a separate area a little farther to the north where we had some 5 to 7 inch rainfall amounts along the Iowa, Missouri, Illinois border areas.
The Mega Millions jackpot just keeps growing.
Did you win the Mega Millions? No, you did not, because no one won.
His winning numbers are 45, 30, 52, 56, 11, and the Mega Ball is 20.
Since no one had those numbers, the jackpot has increased to $1.5 billion. Someone is going to be very, very rich. But you know what they say, you can't win if you don't play. The next drawing is Tuesday night. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
A mother of four from Georgia, reported missing last month, has been found dead. Rockdale County Sheriff Eric Levitt said they found the body of 29-year-old Imani Robertson yesterday. He says the woman's husband, Donnell Anderson, has been arrested.
When that body was found, it was our mission, especially mine, to make sure that we could convince our judges and or DA's office that we had enough evidence to secure a warrant and to get him off the street.
A man in Montana has shot and killed a black bear he found in his living room. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
If this were...
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin has the largest and longest-running youth apprenticeship program in America. Now, it's being recognized as one of the best. Mike Moan reports.
This summer, the Urban Institute issued a policy brief about the history and reach of the state's apprenticeship program for high school-age students. The authors say Wisconsin has adopted a well-structured, low-cost system with state support that allows for plenty of local control. The Institute's Robert Lerman helped compile the findings and says the Badger State's approach really gets to the heart of blending academics with on-the-job training.
They have part of the day or part of the week. They're at their workplace. But the whole point is that the workplace is a learning center for them.
Lerman says that's especially important for high school students worried about the cost of college. The Institute says another highlight of Wisconsin's program is that it has statewide curricula and skill standards, meaning an apprentice's credentials can be portable. Researchers say a weak spot is limitations for youth to move on to registered apprentice systems that offer extended training. Lerman suggests if more states beef up their programs as Wisconsin has,
we can improve equity and improve opportunity and efficiency and productivity for the country.
He adds his research has found that in general, U.S. apprenticeship programs lag behind many other countries in terms of their scope. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's program for youth has seen strong demand, including this past school year, with more than 5,700 employers providing apprenticeships to nearly 8,300 students. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense from the shores of Lake Wissota up here in Chippewa County, where it's another beautiful day up north, albeit a bit overcast and little bit on the chilly side. 60 degrees in Chippewa Falls on our home base, 93.5 The Tap. Lots of you listening on the Shaw, where it's 55 degrees in Waukesha, and lots of folks in town for the Harley-Davidson homecoming. Some very hardy souls braving the rain and other conditions to come to the big party in Milwaukee. Welcome to Wisconsin. We hope you have an awesome time. Folks listening to Mad Radio in Madison, 60 degrees by you, 54 in Wisconsin Rapids, 57 up in Hayward, Platteville, and Fond du Lac, both reporting 61 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning on this Thursday, July 13th. Here's what's on tap this morning. We're going to start with a study in contrasts. Tom Tiffany versus Gwen Moore. The Republican Congressman, Tom Tiffany, used his time in a Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday to pepper the director of the FBI with a rehashing of conspiracy theories and excuses for the January 6th insurrectionists. And by contrast, Gwen Moore has been helping colleagues or been helping constituents understand the benefits of Medicare, finally being able to negotiate for lower prices with the big pharmaceutical companies. Joseph Pecky is going to tell us more about that coming up later this hour. In our second hour, Iowa's sad slide for women. In the middle of the night Tuesday, Iowa Republicans rushed through a near total abortion ban, and we will talk to an obstetrician gynecologist there about the impact on her patients and on Iowa women. Then at 7:30, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us with a family physician from the Kickapoo Valley, Dr. Joel Charles, who will tell us how everyone can play a direct role in making sure that new pollution standards for power plants and vehicles are not weakened by industry lobbyists. So a lot of ground to cover today along the way. If you've got any questions or comments, you can ring us up at 844-967-2789. Aaron Zommers joins us from Madison as well, because I have a little civic media work to do here. And I know that down there, they've been talking a lot about the Civic Pints promo. When you hear Civic Pints, you're thinking maybe beer. No, sir, this is about blood.
Although maybe someday we'll do one about beer.
I'm not opposed to that. Don't get me wrong.
Me either.
But yeah, but Civic Pints, and that's the hashtag here, is all about the new statewide blood donation challenge. Are you a regular donor yourself, Mr. Zommers?
I am not, because medically I'm not supposed to. Otherwise, I would.
Oh, well, see, now you've got a valid excuse. That works for me. And then those of us who are O negative really need to step up and do that. So with that said, let me tell you more about the statewide blood donation challenge from Civic Pints. It runs from now until July 31st, so now through the end of the month, because the state of Wisconsin, much like the rest of the country, especially in the summertime, faces a severe shortage in our blood banks. Everyone's help is needed, because any one of us could be in the sudden need for blood. And without people donating, It just wouldn't be there. So the blood donation challenge isn't just a feel-good thing. You can win prizes as well. And it's really easy to enter. Just go give blood at a blood donation center. Put up a selfie with a hashtag. The hashtag is Civic Pints, as in pint of blood. So Civic Pints is the hashtag. Put up that blood donation selfie and you'll be entered to win a pair of Brewers tickets. There's a pair of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. There's more than 100 packs of Civic Media swag and more. So just go to civicmedia.us and then there you can get the directions to go to the Give Blood page or just go to civicmedia.us/giveblood. And just remember to take that selfie, post it to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and then the Civic Media team will contact you with all the details on finishing up your entry. So give that a go. All right, our newsletter is out for Up North News as it comes out about 5 a.m. on weekdays. And Christina Lori put together today's newsletter that includes the top reasons why Wisconsin applicants fail on their background checks for gun purchases. She also talks about the details of an upcoming Art of Cheese Festival. And you can sign up for the newsletter on our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Upnorth News being a separate entity from Civic Media, though we are thoroughly happy to be here this time every morning to tell you what's happening over at Upnorth News. As I was looking at the news wires and things to share with you this morning, we have a lot of serious news basically coming up from 6:15 onward. So I wanted to share a couple of lighter notes real quick. The Chautauqua alert, Chautauqua being just about 25 minutes north of here or so. Nice photo of a visitor from Illinois. He's legally blind. He has cerebral palsy, but it's a picture of him and the beautiful 25-inch walleye that he caught out there on the chain of lakes. Something, you know, when your local newspaper is the type that puts up, you know, the nice fishing photos, that's when you know you live in a pretty sweet place. And there's a lot of that going on here up north. And in Eau Claire, the Volume 1 newspaper has a really nice tribute article about my friend John Murphy, who is a local legend in Chippewa Valley radio, and is in fact as nice a guy in person as he is on the radio. And I was very privileged to work with him for a time in the 90s at Wax and Way. So if you have any connection to the Chippewa Valley or know of John Murphy, there's a good article in there on Volume 1 about John Murphy getting a big new statewide award for his many years of service. Let's pause. We'll take a break here and then hear more about what's happened on Capitol Hill in Washington yesterday. It was rather embarrassing. Details next. You're up north.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your
your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to a new day in Wisconsin, and we'll talk more about today's swearing-in of Janet Protasiewicz to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But first, let me tell you that in sports, the Milwaukee Brewers lost to the Washington Nationals 5-3 last night for their fourth straight loss. They also tumbled out of first place in the National League Central Division. They will pick up that series in the nation's capital starting again later this evening. Jennifer Wojcicki is here from Weatherology, who has a forecast and a voice that isn't nearly as rocky as my voice has been. At least I think so. I hope we have something not nearly as gravelly in our weather forecast for the state. And she's going to tell us all about it. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, not quite as rocky for me today. But yeah, we're looking at some sunshine or areas of haze and smoke coming in here for today, particularly around Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, over towards Oshkosh due to more Canadian wildfires. So definitely something to keep in mind today, especially if you have respiratory issues. Otherwise, looking at highs in the mid-80s for everyone, sunny skies as well. Wednesday, temperatures linger in the mid to upper 80s, sunny skies for the southern part of the state, then a little bit more cloud cover with a chance for showers and storms from Oshkosh up towards Wausau and over towards west central Wisconsin. Mid to upper 80s primarily for Thursday, 90 around Richland Center and the southwestern portions of the state with sunny skies for most, just a slight chance for an isolated rainstorm around Wausau. Then back into the mid to low 80s here for more of an average time of the year on Friday. Upper 70s, a little bit closer to Lake Michigan. Sunny skies for most, but some clouds moving in from Amory and Baldwin down towards Richland Center, so for that western part of the state. And then it looks like at least a slight chance for some rain to start off the weekend on Saturday with temperatures lingering right around about 80.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
No problem.
There's Jennifer Wojcicki from Weatherology, and happy to say that the latest crop report shows that soil moisture is eking back up and that crops are progressing only slightly behind last year and a five-year average, but we'll need that rain to continue in spurts for that to continue to be a good year for Wisconsin's producers. All right, back to our topic here of it being a new day in Wisconsin with our friends Aaron and Danielle from Motherhood for Good and Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us as well to talk about how we got to this point, Kristen.
Yeah, so before we start talking about Janet, before the break, we were talking about what has inspired us to get involved. And over during the secret show on Facebook, we were talking about, sharing our own personal stories. So Aaron and Danielle, tell us, what was it? What was that thing for you personally that inspired you to step up?
You know, I'm a Wisconsin native. I was born here. I moved to Chicago for a bit and then Indiana for a bit and then came back with my husband and my now three kids. And I've always been, you know, fairly politically engaged, you know, always a voter, even in off elections. But there was something about the midterms last year that really felt like really important to get involved. And especially now that I'm, you know, raising my kids here and just wanting to make sure that it can be the best state and the best country possible for them. And I was actually on maternity leave. My son was born last July. So I was on maternity leave last summer and just started following, you know, Kate and Moms for Mandela at the time. And just wanting to really, really get involved with that. And we just built such a great community, both online and, you know, our small but mighty, like, local leaders. And it just felt like there's so much here, like everything that we did, even though that election did not turn out the way that we wanted it to, the way that it should have, mm-hmm. You know, we just needed to build on that momentum and showing people, you know, that the little ways that you can make a big impact in your own communities, and just like, yeah, find your voice to get engaged, you know, and make a change.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Erin?
So I am still a fairly new Wisconsinite. I moved here almost exactly a year ago, July of last year. And prior to having moved here, I went to undergrad in Wisconsin. I went to Beloit College. So my love for Wisconsin runs deep, but I'm from New Mexico. So moved here with my husband last year and our kiddo. My husband grew up in Milwaukee. And ahead of our move, I had been following Moms for Mandela again, as Danielle mentioned, the at the time iteration that started Motherhood for Good. So I was following Moms for Mandela, knowing that we'd be moving to Wisconsin right ahead of, as Danielle was pointing out, these crucial midterm elections. So similarly, I've always been politically minded, never engaged to this level. Always, yeah, stayed informed and voted and tried to talk to my friends and family about doing the same, but never, as we're talking about, really stepped out of my comfort zone to kind of get out there in my community, be that in person or virtual, and talk and have dialogue about this, and try to make it less hush-hush, to try to make it more comfortable for people to speak about, to try to make people feel comfortable informing themselves, not being afraid that maybe they don't know something and so they shouldn't talk about it. Like, let's talk about it. As Danielle was mentioning earlier, you know, it affects every part of our life. So let's let it be it in every part of our life, because it's going to be whether we sort of engage with it or not. So anyway, back to my move here, I met Kate and the crew. And as, you know, Danielle said, that first midterm election that I was here for didn't go in the direction we wanted, but then we kind of immediately hit the ground running preparing for April's election. And boy, did those results turn out the way we did want. So it's been really incredible. Just couldn't ask to have gotten to know a better team of people to like help usher me into my Wisconsin era.
Did those results turn out the way we needed them to turn out? I mean, come on, let's celebrate. It's August 1st.
Absolutely.
Here we are anticipating Justice Janet Protasiewicz. We couldn't even say her last name a year ago, but now she's on the Supreme Court later today. What do you think? Pat, it looks like you have a question that you are queuing up. It's just so exciting for all of us to be here, to be, you know,
well, sure,
the future.
We can talk about, you know, what it will mean for her on the court, but I didn't want to leave the involvement of these individuals without talking about how it wasn't that unique. In other words, you all found more kindred spirits, and that's reflected in the trends that you saw in counties, in the historic turnout. You know, it seemed like the ultimate act of learning, I'm not alone. How was that?
I think we...
Or Lynn, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Aaron, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I think that what we saw, exactly as you were saying, finding kindred spirits, finding people who cared and who wanted to see these results come through, we were seeing that, we were pushing, and so was every other organization or sort of collective, right, who works to pursue progressive political work in this state. It's like everybody saw the specific sort of special nature of this election, and everyone pushed. And you can see, like you were saying, that collective effort throughout the state. And it's, when I think back to it, I'll like stop myself and think about it. It's really astounding.
It really is. And Danielle, you get that same sense?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, like you said, you're seeing the shifts in like, I live in Waukesha County, for example. Like, the city of Waukesha went for Janet. Like, we're feeling those. When you look at the map overall, which we can talk about the maps, but, you know, it sometimes can feel like, oh, I'm in this, you know, like deep red, like I'll go vote, but like, I'm not going to, you know, change minds if I talk to my community, you know, like you might feel that, but if you really look at it, if you look at the data, like things are shifting, you know? And so it's important to stay engaged and to see that momentum in those directions, because it, you know, it just like you truly, even though it doesn't necessarily like, oh, every county's going to flip blue overnight, like that's not what we're expecting, but watch the data move in that direction. And you can see that there really are people who are like coming out of the woodwork and being like, you know, my voice does matter in this area that might've been, you know, typically read or that kind of thing. Like you're finding those parts of the communities, and it's moving towards change, which is really exciting.
Your voice does matter. And I think a lot of us have felt like, oh, you know, my vote doesn't matter. It doesn't really make a difference if I show up or not, but it does. And that's what Motherhood for Good stands for. Moms standing together and using our voices. And Erin, I'm wondering, what do you think having Janet on the court will likely mean for the future of Wisconsin?
Hopefully all good things. No. I just saw a headline that was reported that Justice Brian Hagedorn, apologies if I'm not pronouncing his name correctly. I've only ever read it.
You're good.
You got it. Right.
Okay, great. So Justice Hagedorn is on the record saying that he believes just soon to be Justice Janet's position on the court will bring about a shift in judicial philosophy. And if there isn't a more profound sort of mark of the recognition that something is going to change with her being on the court, I don't know what else to sort of look for it than in arguably and at least often conservative mind on the bench. Certainly we're likely to see litigation come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court about the abortion ban, about fair maps, about other sort of voting rights issues, like maybe ballot boxes will come back before the court. I think I read something about that. You know, there's all these issues that we've seen kind of whittled away at in Wisconsin that are likely to be brought back before the court by ongoing litigation in the state by really incredible lawyers who are like, who've been fighting the fight through this little legal system. And now we're going to see some of those cases come back before the court now with this new progressive majority bench, which is amazing that we can say that Wisconsin has that again.
So can I ask not to be the one that you know, smothers this, you know, or throws a wet blanket on it all, but do you feel like people are prepared to be patient? Because we've seen, I mean, look at the difference from 2008 to 2010, because not everything got fixed all at once. You had the Tea Party come in. And do you think people are better prepared? I mean, look, it's going to take 3+ years for, you know, Donald Trump and others to find any sense of accountability. So if things don't change instantly, and by instantly, I mean next November, 2024, you know, when there's a presidential election, do you think people will be prepared for that? Or are you really hoping if we don't see fast action, we might lose a window of opportunity?
You know, I think that that's a really good point, Pat. And I think it all comes down to those conversations that we're having with people. You know, like things don't change on a dime. But when we are seeing this progressive action and you're seeing little things that are making a difference, I think that we can use that to keep people motivated and just remind people that, you know, we like our democratic system, it doesn't work overnight, but I mean, that's kind of part of it, right? Like we're all working together towards these common goals and to just keep people engaged and to keep people excited about what's to come is really, I think, what's on our list for going into 2024.
Well, you couldn't find better people to keep people engaged.
Nobody understands baby steps better than moms.
That is a very good point.
That's exactly it. Danielle Lynn, Erin Phillips, thank you so much. Kristen, thank you very much for hanging around too. I really appreciate you helping to lighten the load.
My pleasure.
All right, we'll take a break. And
thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Everyone. Coming up next, State Senate Democratic Leader Melissa Agard will help us continue the subject right after this. You're up north.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, a federal judge wants to hear from Donald Trump after he sent a message yesterday on social media that some thought was threatening. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Sends a message to him that he should not be issuing implied or even indirect threats to people who could be witnesses in this case.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has asked for limits on what Trump can say about his election conspiracy case. It's still blisteringly hot in some parts of the U.S., says National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Oravec.
The heat is shrunk somewhat, but it's still pretty much concentrated and pretty potent from the desert southwest eastward into the southern plains and the western to central Gulf Coast.
Police in Orlando this morning shot and killed a man they say wounded two police officers during a traffic stop last night. Chief Eric Smith.
The suspect has been identified as 28-year-old Dayton Bale with extensive violent criminal history.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart to heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition, which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. They really, 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 really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck.
I figured this was the appropriate music to read this promo. Autumn Sundays in Wisconsin are a sacred tradition that beats loud and proud, and that would include the Green Bay Packers. You've dreamed of being part of a winning franchise, and now you can. Civic Media's WRJN in Racine and Kenosha will broadcast every Packers game all season long, and your business can be in the huddle and on the line of scrimmage. See what they did there? When you become a sponsor of the Packer broadcasts, the Civic Media marketing teams are ready to get you signed up with the Packers, the Badgers, and local high school sports broadcasts. You can call and make an appointment to speak to a team member about this special opportunity, but hurry because appointments are filling fast. Only a few sponsorships remain. The number to call is 608-819-8255. Again, 608-819-8255. Your business can be affiliated with the real America's team. So get your business off the sidelines and get in the game. One more time, 608-819-8255. Speaking of sports and high school sports as well, Chad Holmes joins us. August 1st is a big day all around. It's not just the state Supreme Court race. It's not just sports. Bow Falls Radio is 1 year old today. Up North News Radio is 1 year old today. Chad, somebody should have brought a cake.
I absolutely. And first of all, it was nice talking to you after that promo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna steal some of those lines when I talk about trying to get on board for our high school stuff around here. But no, it is. It's actually 1 year. I remember 1 year ago today, you were one of the first shows that when we made the flip. And obviously, whenever you sell a radio station or have changes, you hear things for the first time. And we got on 1 year ago today. My show didn't start until after Labor Day, but it was for the first time, Bow Falls Radio. And then you hear from all the people that didn't like it. Because as you know, it's nothing about the programming, but when you change, the people that were listening to the previous incarnation of the radio station, no matter what it is, where did my radio station go?
So exactly.
Those are always the fun days to pick up the phone.
Those were happy times that everybody was watching the same show in one theater, and you come in and go, well, the next show is going to start soon. Get out or stick around if you want this show. But if you don't want this show, you know, you'll have to find. I'm sure many of those folks are here now, having heard you doing, a live daily show rather than, simply sports. And I don't mean that in any kind of a negative light, but that you've expanded your range in such a way to provide such an essential, voice to the community, one that wasn't heard nearly as often as it should be compared to, shall we say, other points of view. So I would hope you'd think that a year into this, it has been a rewarding experience.
It has been. It's been very interesting. In fact, we're just talking to one of our engineers who was up here because we had some issues yesterday. And we're talking exactly about that it's different than anything I'd done before. I'd done, sort of the generic morning show, with
time and temperature.
And throw a song or two in there and, talk about the headlines and stuff like that. But nothing like this where you talk to interesting people and you talk about, somewhat controversial issues. And I don't know, my dealings with schools have been through sports for the most part. And then to have, major issues with consolidation and with a band teacher and everything else going on. It's been an interesting first year. Looking forward to year number two, looking forward to getting downtown and taking those next steps as we continue this process.
Yes. And, one thing that we've really had to appreciate a year into this is, first off, what a significant investment is being made in acquiring these radio stations just to build the network. But then behind the scenes, the technology issues, building entirely new studios and getting them wired. That does not flip a switch. You flip a switch and change a name, you can change ownership, but it's going to be a while to get the Wausau studio done. Then they've got to start Chippewa Falls, which looks beautiful. They've remodeled an old building and, all the furnishings are there, but to get the control board wired and everything, that's going to be down the road a ways. But again, if you think of the long-term plans here, it's still fascinating to be at the ground floor, despite those days that have their technical glitches and things like that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of worry at times because especially when, we have mobile broadcast coming up with our three football teams coming up in a few weeks. And we have some changes with equipment and, I just start worrying right now for the next 3 weeks. But it's still, an exciting time. It's always a growing time, and that's always the aspect because you don't want to be stagnant, and it feels like we're still growing and growing and growing and adding more things, and it should be very interesting over the next year or so.
Well, yeah, and I remember feeling that same way before every election night at the TV station, because we were using a computer program for the graphics that would take the numbers in and put them up on screen, one that was well past its prime. I don't even think was supported by the company anymore, and so I kind of had to become the master of it and to learn it all at the same time that other things would be going on as well. And I remember telling my bosses 1 year, you better get some chalkboards ready because we might have to write those numbers on a chalkboard because, the show must go on. People need their sports. They need their election results. They need their news.
I don't know if you reminds me of an old episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, one of the first episodes in the first season where they had an election night where their computers went down. This is like the early 70s, of course, and they had to stay on the air. With no, they had like 1% of the numbers and basically saying the numbers are still the same because there was a blizzard and everything got knocked down. And no, exactly right. The show must go on. And that's always the bottom line and the mantra, even though it takes 12 years off your life over one night.
No doubt about that. So getting back to where we started, is this the first day of high school football practice?
Yes, it is. And it's a very exciting time. This is where all the 11-man football teams, they get their equipment. They have their first practice today. In fact, I plan on heading over to Wausau West a little bit later on when I get done with my show, just to see how things are looking. And the first day of the new season, the first day of the new academic year, because obviously, the seniors are all gone. Everybody's coming back. Of school starting, in about a month or so. But it's the beginning, and it's always a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, and it keeps me young being around those kids out there.
Oh, no doubt. And yes, those seniors are gone, but now there's some new seniors, and you're going to be talking about the top 50 senior football players in all of Wisconsin.
That's right, and a couple of Wausau West players in there. So that's a very exciting indeed, a couple of really impressive young men, and not only players. And that's one of the things that I love about being able to know these guys is one of those kids who's ranked 29th, Bryce Jaworski, he's going to be going to the U.S. Military Academy at the Army, play football and also be a cadet starting next year. So obviously much more than just a guy on the football field. You don't get into the academy, the Army, unless you are an outstanding young man. So great stories, and it's one of the things I really enjoy telling during the course of these weeks.
I know full well that my son-in-law is was most recently equipment manager for the West Point football team before he moved to Western Michigan, and that's a huge honor. So I'm sure you're looking forward to talking about that. Chad, thank you so much. Have a great show.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, and thanks all of you, not just for listening, but for listening the way things went today. We'll try it again to do a better job tomorrow as I continue to recover. But in the meantime, stick around for more on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Have a great day.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.